the World Cup, the FIFA World Cup starts tonight. Can you believe it? Opening ceremony tonight, Socceroos opening ceremony. With the Socceroos opening clash with France just 2 days away, you can feel your heart just beat a bit quicker when you find yourself talking about it or thinking about it, I reckon. Archie Thompson knows what it's like to be a Socceroo, knows what it's like to be in the mix. And, of course, Fox Sports commentator, been good enough to join us as we get ever so much closer. Arch, thanks for joining us on the show.
No worries, boys.
How will they be feeling, Arch? What's the once you get to the point where you're ready to go, all the preliminaries are done, the squads have been cut down, you know, you've got your final 23. What's the feeling like inside that camp?
Look, I would think that they'd be all pretty nervous right up until, I suppose, kickoff. That's when I think they feel probably not as nervous as when they're on the pitch and actually doing what they've been working hard to do over the last few weeks, and that's to kind of craft hone in on some of the tactics they've learned. And too, to get an understanding for us too, to see where they're at. I mean, these two friendly games that have just passed, we're questioning the team selection or maybe the experience of the players, but just that little bit of period that Marwick's had with the guys, you can already see improvements. You can see the style that they're going to play and implement in probably these group games. And hopefully we're all eating, or the ones that are a bit sceptical of the selections and maybe experience, eat a bit of humble pie. I'm hoping to eat a bit of humble pie come the end of this French game, because we're already expecting them to get a bit of a whitewash in that match. But I believe that just what they've shown over the last couple of weeks and those two friendlies, anything's possible.
Who can make a difference, Arch, out of the players that you know and those you've seen and the way that Van Marwijk's kind of setting up? If we are to do something ridiculous from a positive perspective, who are the players that you think can make a difference?
Well, look, to be honest, I think all 11 pretty much have to stand up. There's not one in particular that has to or that can stand out here. I think collectively, they all have to work pretty hard and stand up, because let's face it, they're up against one of the world-class teams and probably one team that will go on through the group stage and look to even be in that final four. Because when you look at it on paper and the teams that they're playing against, and when you look on ours, it's a big difference. But what you can say is that the boys are looking fit. And I remember going back in 2006, and I've said over many interviews, is that one thing that we really worked on is hard with our fitness. And that's what carried us through a lot of the games. And I know that Marwick's worked the boys really hard, and that might be the difference between getting results and qualifying through the next round. But the whole team needs to step up. But I would like to see, I think the two standout guys or the guys that have been standouts in the last two games, I think has been Lecky and also even Naboot. I'd love to see Naboot get a start. And from humble beginnings almost at the start of the year to where he's at now, it's amazing.
Can you believe it, Arch? Can you believe, I don't know whether he is, I don't know whether Bert's settled, I don't know whether he's told, you know, the 10 outfielders, I think we all think Matty Ryan will be, you know, in goal, but I don't know whether they all know, but can you believe that Andrew Naboot is where he is at the moment?
Well, look, I can't hold, I think he's amazing. I think his work ethic, his mentality, his time at Melbourne Victory when I felt like they should never have let him go, just because of his mental toughness. He went to Malaysia, second division, was one of their best players, got cut at halfway through that season, was not sure where a club he was going to be at. He goes to Newcastle under the guidance of Bernie Merrick, who gave him the confidence and freedom. And that's what sometimes it all comes down to, is having a coach or a manager believe in you, and then you start to believe in yourself. And where he's come from now to be on in Russia and looking to be in that 11 up against France, well, as himself, he must be pinching himself.
Oh, jeez. That's unbelievable.
Story, mate.
It really is. And when he stuck that ball, you know, when he got that sort of drove to the Czech goal, and I know they were going at half rat power, but, you know, the fact that he did, you thought, hang on, maybe this Bert Van Marwijk bloke seeing something, and Ernie Merrick clearly saw it, that the rest of us haven't been witness to for most of this guy's career.
Well, look, again, it's just being able to have that confidence, shown confidence and have confidence in yourself. I mean, you speak to any sports person or any pro athlete, a huge thing for them is confidence. I mean, you've got all the ability, because you wouldn't be there if you didn't. But it's just about having belief and confidence in yourself and just having someone believe. And look, he's had Ernie, he's had Marwick, and he's the one that you want to be believing in you. And there's a good chance of starting in the French game. I mean, he started his two friendly games, and he's been exciting. He hasn't looked out of place at all.
So, Archie, that notion of confidence, and, you know, people can discuss confidence, the competence, and, you know, the many and varied sort of aspects of all of that, pros and cons. But when an Australian team gets to a World Cup, and you look around, and there's all the, you know, the superstars from, you know, the Americas and Europe, and, you know, every corner of the world, is it easy for an Australian team to avoid feeling intimidated in that company?
Well, look, I mean, it's going to be hard, obviously very hard. But as you're seeing with some of these superstar countries, that comes along is egos. And sometimes, you know, you think a world-class team will go on and win it, but sometimes egos clash with each other. I think if you've got a really close-knit group of guys that, you know, no one's flashy, no one's a superstar, everyone works hard together. You're going to beat some of these world-class teams. You know, sometimes their egos take over. So I'm hoping that be the case with our boys coming through this World Cup these stage games, and we can progress to the next phase of this World Cup, because I believe that we can. And look, I must admit, I was a skeptic before with all the selections, but just to see the way the focus all these boys are, the games that they've played with the friendlies, they're up for it.
You truly believe we can get out of the group?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. Why not? I mean, look, Marwick come in and said, this is how we're going to play. And you could already see the improvements. And that's what we have to do. We have to soak the pressure and just look to counter-attack with the speed of Robbie and Leckie. And hopefully we finish those opportunities when we're given them.
What do you reckon the Spanish team's going through? We're talking to Archie Thompson, of course, legendary Australian football figure. What do you reckon the Spanish team's going through? On the eve of their cup campaign, they go in one of the favoured outfits, as they always do in these big tournaments, and they sack their coach because he's taken the Real Madrid job, and for some reason I think, righto, that's it, you're out, and we'll bring in some bloke who's got hardly any experience of managing top-level teams. What do you reckon those players will be going through?
Oh, well, look, it'd be tough, but you look at the calibre of players of Spain, and when it comes to World Cups, they're always there or thereabouts, and they've won it over the years, and I know they're kind of in a restructuring phase at the moment, but when you look at where all they're playing, and sometimes when you've got a manager that's sacked or whatever, and you bring a manager, it's not actually about tactics. It's as a manager, especially when you're working with such quality players, it's about managing the players. So if you've got someone that comes in and that can talk to the players and kind of manage them in a way that they want, they're gonna go out and play well. I don't think it's about tactics or what maybe a lesser country would probably need. It's more about just managing egos, managing players, and ensure everything runs smoothly, and then that's no problem for them. They can go out and play the type of football they do.
Can't wait for Saturday night, Arch. It's going to be massive. We can't wait.
Oh, mate, talk about your heart skipping, mate. When you mentioned it, we'll just listen to it before, mate. My heart just skipped. I think it went about 190, mate. It's gone that high in a lot.
Particularly someone like you. You more than most of us. I mean, you've worn it. You know what it's like. Mm. You're as committed. You're as committed then as I'm sure you are now, mate. We can't wait. We'll all be in it together. We'll all be watching, and bring it on. Appreciate you joining us on the show this afternoon.
Cheers, mate.
Good on you. Archie Thompson, former Socceroo, Fox Sports commentator.